Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and I am joined now by the student of the gun, the professor, that being Paul Markle. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
So then, as I was explaining, one of my things that I'm thinking about now that I've made my list of guns so much more brief.
You streamlined.
I have streamlined my list of guns now. Glock 45, AR-15. That's my list of guns. Now I'm a little concerned about gear. Now, when I was in the military, you know, we got all kinds of gear issued to us. And the thing about the gear that was issued to us was it weighed a ton. And I was in mechanized infantry, so everything was geared toward this idea that we would have this vehicle to carry anything we couldn't carry on our back, which is, that really could get you in a little bit of trouble, because then you're carrying a bunch of junk you don't actually need. And I wanted to know your take on gear. Tell me your take on gear. Like, would you carry a rucksack? I mean...
Oh yeah, well, you know, when I was in the infantry, I was straight up infantry.
Right.
So we had vehicles. I mean, we had helicopters, and we had trucks, and we had, you know, Amtraks and stuff like that. But all of that stuff was essentially, it was like a rental car, or it was like somebody was giving you a ride. We didn't have a vehicle that was quote our vehicle. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like if you say, you know, like we've got a 113 and that's our, you know, that's, we call it Susan or whatever, you know, we call it Lucille and that's our ride and we store our stuff on that ride. And so, you know, when in my infantry, you got on a helicopter or a truck or a track or whatever, they were going to take you somewhere and drop you off and you were taking all your stuff with you. You know, you didn't, it was no anticipation that, oh, well, if it's big and bulky and heavy, we'll just leave it on the track. It's like, no, that track's leaving. Helicopter's leaving. You know, you have to be able to carry everything. And that's when you learn the concept of, you know, ounces equal pounds, pounds equal pain. When I was an infantryman, when I learned from the veterans that you don't take anything to the field that you don't absolutely need. And, you know, that goes for, you know, that goes for MREs. Like we would, when we were issued our MREs, it was important to get them before you stepped off on a hump or, you know, hump is a forced march. So you could field strip them.
Right.
People laugh. They're like, oh, come on, how heavy is an MRE? Heavy enough. You know, and that's, you know, that is the way we lived. But that's, there was nothing in my pack that didn't have to be there. You know, it's like that scene from Platoon where Charlie Sheen is a boot and he's passing out and what's his nuts? William Defoe comes up and he's like, and he goes, starts, and he's pulling books, like hardback books and, you know, sleeping bags and stuff. He's like, you're humping too much weight, troop. And like, you know, that guy, and that's what would happen is, you know, the veterans, that's the reason you train, you know, you learn all that stuff in training. You know, when I went through infantry school, we learned all that stuff. We learned in infantry school, you know, and then if you didn't learn it in infantry school, when you got to your unit, you learned it from the veterans, if you were smart, you shut your mouth and watched what the veterans did, and you figured it out, because they had it figured out. You know, you only have to be in the infantry for not very long to figure it out. You know, you got to go to the field so many times and you figure it out. Because if you don't figure it out, well, that's the thing. The old thing. You're just like, what if you don't? It's like, what if you don't? You suffer.
So yeah.
You either figure it out or you suffer. Those are your options.
The only time we had to do, in mechanized infantry, the only time we had to do any serious field marching would be to commemorate the Grafenwehr Walk. And the Grafenwehr Walk, it was either 135 or 115 miles in 3 days. So we learned really rapidly about what were the best boots, the best pants, what you needed to have, what you didn't need to have, that kind of stuff. And because that was truly some pain back in those days.
Yeah, I don't know what is more terrible, a road march where you're slapping pavement for miles, or off-road marches, which is a little more forgiving. But then again, you know, like when we humped in the sand, oh brother, that's humping in the sand is like taking two steps for everyone.
Yeah.
It's yeah. Or, you know, you want to talk about weather, put some snowshoes on your feet. Put some snowshoes on your feet and start trekking. And now it's like taking four steps for every normal step.
Right.
And how do you do that? How do you figure it out? And that's, you know, it's do it. People, you need to do it. You need to get out there and do it. When it comes to cold weather, when it comes to hot weather, when it comes to whatever, just, and that's the thing that's maddening to me is we've raised this generation that believes that all they need to do to figure out life is look at something on their phone. You know, there's a this for that or that. Like, no, you have to do it. Stop looking at your phone and go outside. Go to the field. Go to training. You know, that's how everything on your phone is notional.
Right.
It's great that guy on the phone is telling you that, but does that really work? You know, what happens when it starts raining? What happens when the wind's blowing? What happens when it's, you know, freezing? What, you know, we literally are raising an entire generation that is detached from reality. They're detached from hard reality. And when they face with hard reality, it's shocking to them. Like, they can't believe it.
Well, that's one of those things where I sit back on a regular basis and I point certain things out to people about the military is a really good experience for anybody in those days. I don't know about these days, but in those days.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would recommend do not send your children to the United States military.
A lot of people give me a lot of guff over that one for feeling that way and saying it.
A lot of people don't know what the heck they're talking about.
Yeah,
I would tell those people they need to shut their mouths and listen up. Close that hole underneath your nose and open up your ears and listen louder.
Right.
That's what I would say to those people, but that's just me.
No, that's perfectly fair, I think. That's a perfectly fair thing to say. But we're about to come up on the first break, and the student of the gun, this is a destination that you go to online. And when you get there, what you're going to find is a wide variety of things. And first of all, you're going to find a learning facility. Secondly, you're going to find a facility where you can order some books. Plenty of books there. Plenty of books there to order. A lot of books that cover all kinds of things and also get into detail on some things that you probably didn't even know you needed to ask about. Plus, if you need he has some merchandise, he has some blowout kits, he has a lot of things in there that you didn't know you needed. So you ought to go just take a look at it just to see what it is that you actually need. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to the professor from studentofthegun.com, that being Paul Markle. Now, let's talk about a few things. Now, when I was in the military, I got issued a sleeping bag. Now, they have a sleep system.
Oh, yeah. A whole system, man. I'm like you. When I was in, we had the olive drab, you know, whatever they called it, bag sleeping slash moderate, you know, whatever. And I was happy to have one. I remember when we were we deployed to Desert Shield, and then it became the storm later. But when we deployed to Desert Shield, we deployed in August, and we got there. And we were in Saudi Arabia acclimating, and it was easily 105, 110 at noon every day, easily. And I remember, I guess it was probably around October-ish, they came around, you know, a deuce and a half came out to where we were camped, and we all had to line up, and they started handing out sleeping bags. And they were new in the plastic, which is psycho. That was the first time ever I was issued a new in the plastic sleeping bag. And for those who don't understand, you don't understand. But you know, you used to pray that when you got issued a bag that the zipper would work. Because if you were issued one with a non-working zipper, they're like, well, I guess it sucks to be you.
Yeah.
You know? Figure it out.
You just had to snap it and hope that it didn't, the air.
Yeah, snap it. And, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, and I thought, this is crazy. And then about November, December, the world changed. And, you know, when you're in the desert, there's nothing to hold on to the heat. That's why it's so, you have these brutal, you know, temperature changes. It could be 80 degrees at noon and midnight it's 40, you know. That's a 40-degree temperature drop in 12 hours. That's a big deal. I was glad to have that bag. And then when I went into the, you know, the Marine Corps Reserve, also the 25th Marines, they had these sleep systems, you know, with the moderate bag, the cold weather bag, and then what we call the Bartsack, which was the cover, you know, the waterproof cover that you put around the whole thing. Did you ever have one of those? You ever get issued one of those waterproof cover dealios?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't use it because I had an M577 had this gigantic extension tent that we'd roll out. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's quite comfortable. I mean, it'd be 5 feet of snow outside and I'd be in there just going, man, I'm hot.
Yeah.
I ran tight ship on that thing, let me tell you. Anyway.
No, but with that sleep system, it's no joke. I mean, you could literally, if you had to, just wrap all up in that and lay in a bank of snow and sleep comfortably. You'd be fine.
So, here's my question. Do you think the Army stuff is better, or would we be better off if we're looking for gear, if we're trying to, like, if we're going to buy a sleeping bag, would we be better off going and looking at something that maybe goes down to 15 degrees, it doesn't weigh nothing, that can pack up into the size of a basketball, and like REI or something that's just civilian?
Oh, yeah. Well, and I was actually, it's funny you bring this up because I was just in one of those sporting goods stores yesterday.
Yeah.
And I go in these places and I just walk around and price stuff to see what's what. And they had a clearance sale on clothing. And I was like, cool. So I went over to the clothing section. They got all the, you know, the typical camouflage this for duck hunting or goose hunting or whatever. And I'm looking. And you know the brand Sitka, S-I-T-K-A,
yep.
Sitka. So they've got clearance prices. I looked at one of their lightweight jackets, and their lightweight jacket was marked down from $299 to $269. I was like, woo! Oh, man. Wow, that's a steal. I'll buy five of them.
What a bargain.
Oh, I know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So the answer to your question is if you've got money, the sky's the limit. I mean, yeah, you can get these, the Sitka stuff, or you can get these, you know, Arctic bags, but you're going to pay. I mean, it's, you know, people are like, I don't know why I'm paying $300 for sleeping bags. Like, well, you don't have to. But there's a reason that stuff is so expensive, is, you know, because the mountain, you know, the backpackers and the mountain climbers and, you know, those people. Holy crap. I saw the other day of one of these, four season tents, because most tents that you see at Walmart or whatever, what they call three season,
right?
You know, spring, summer, fall, they're no good in the wintertime. And it was a four season tent for $3,099.
Yeah, see, I got, you know, I might would look at a $150-$200 sleeping bag. Tent, you know, I, probably my ceiling on a tent's going to be a couple hundred bucks, too. I'm not going to get out there, and I'm not going to be saying, oh, yeah, well, you know.
You think it, and, you know, I was like, for that, I was like, holy crap. And it was a four-person tent. I was like, well, I guess if I had $3,000 by four people. And
yeah, I guess that might be all right. But, I mean,
yeah,
that's not a backpacking tent, though, right? That's not a tent.
No. Yeah, that's something that's got to put on a freaking mule or something. But, you know, to your point, when it comes to the quality of the gear and the weight of the gear and how lightweight it is and so forth. Yeah, you can get super lightweight packs and, you know, but you're going to pay.
Yeah.
You're going to pay. But the military, see, and the military has never been about lightweight. The military is always about what? Rugged. About durability.
Right.
Because you're going to need to give it to an 18-year-old and expect that he's going to throw it off a truck, throw it on a truck. He's going to, you know, the abuse that the Alice packs, you know, the Alice pack doesn't get enough credit.
I would still carry one. I've got one in there. I've got an Army rucksack, but I don't think
I've got an Alice out in the storage container. But they don't get enough credit. Those things are tough. Because if you think about the abuse that those things are put through,
yeah,
and the amount of weight that is put into one. I swear every infantry person doubles the manufacturer's recommended weight for those things. The fact that they don't just rip off of your back from all that weight is amazing.
Yeah.
And they purposely built them without zippers because what do zippers do in the field? Zippers break.
Yeah.
Zippers get sand in them. Zippers freeze. You know, the reason they don't put zippers on stuff, people are like, Nate's have zippers. Like, yeah, you know, they don't put zippers on it because in the desert, in the sand, the zipper gets sand in it and it gets ruined. Or in the Arctic weather, it freezes. You know, that's why they don't put zippers on freaking, you know, I guess they do now. But, you know, when you and I were coming up, your BDUs were butterfly.
Yeah. Hang on. We're coming up on the break. We're talking about gear. Paul Markle is the student of the gun. He's the professor at Student of the Gun. He has classes there that you can go take, all kinds of video classes. He's got Student of the Gun University. If you're looking to do a little training and everything and you want to see somebody and figure out how, and he's going to show you. You don't have to figure it out. He will show you the right technique. All there at studentofthegun.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. One U.S. lawmaker is taking action and hopes others in Congress will agree on a call for the U.S. State Department to look into whether Israel's attacks in Gaza violate the law.
It says that if American military assistance is given to any country, it has got to be used consistent with international human rights standards and American law.
Senator Bernie Sanders announced on CNN State of the Union Sunday his intention to seek a resolution in Congress. It's been 100 days since the war began in Gaza. The percentage of Americans who smoke has continually declined since the release of a landmark report on health and smoking from the U.S. Surgeon General back in 1964, the rate of smoking among U.S. adults dropped from around 42% in 1965 to an all-time low of 11.5% in 2021. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking to Paul Markle, the student of the gun. Let me ask you one question about military gear. Now, military gear, you get issued it for the duration of your time within the unit when you get there based on their TO and E, Table of Organization and Electronics and Equipment. Yep. And then you got to turn it back in. Now, if you're going out and buying it yourself, do you need to worry about how uber durable the stuff is? Because if it's yours and you're going to have it day in and day out and everything else, you're probably going to treat it better than if it belongs to somebody else, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's completely up to you, up to the individual.
Right.
You know, and you have to ask yourself, what am I legitimately hoping to do with this thing? You know, I mean, how many of us went out and bought tents because we thought we had this nostalgia moment where we're like, oh, I remember growing up going camping. I'm going to buy a tent. And then you buy a tent and you go use it one time. And then you fold it back up, put it in the bag, and now it's in your garage and you haven't pulled it out for, you know, 5 years.
Yep.
And if that's the case, then you don't need to spend that much money on it.
No.
If you're going to be using it on a regular basis, then the answer is yes. And when it comes to lightweight, you know, the packs, if it's heavy, it's going to be super durable, which is great. If it's light, well, then it, you know, weighs less on your back, which is great, but it's not going to last as long. It's
right.
Going to wear out fast.
Right.
So it's a balancing act. You know, during GWAT, the great thing about GWAT for the civilian, American civilian, is that these manufacturers put so much R&D into gear because they had this massive market and they were competing with each other for Army contracts and Navy contracts and Marine Corps contracts and all this stuff. And so they, for the first time since the Cold War ended, we had people making gear for infantry troops that were really, you know, putting time and effort into it. I mean, when you and I were in, we were using the same crap they were using in Vietnam.
Right.
You know, You know, the only change they made from Vietnam to Korea to our era of the Cold War was they, instead of making stuff out of wax canvas, they started making it out of nylon, you know. But that was about it. But the styles and the designs, you know, the pack designs that, that we had in the Cold War were the same as Vietnam. But what we have today, and I used to, you know, when I was doing small arms and tactics for the military as a contractor, you know, these kids, they have no idea how good they've got it. They have no idea how good the gear is today as compared to what it was. Because let's face it, during the Cold War, the infantry guys were the last thing on the Pentagon's mind.
Right.
They, you know, nobody up at the Pentagon was thinking, man, we need to come up with better boots for these infantry guys. You know, we need to come up with better uniforms and better load-bearing gear. And that didn't even hit the radar. They were going to spend money on nuclear submarines and ballistic missile programs and intercontinental, you know, the bombers and stuff. Worrying about how good the field gear was for that individual trooper, they could give two craps about that. They didn't care at all. So we just made do with what we had.
Was the tent the two shelter halves? Did you have a shelter half in your buddy?
Yeah.
Shelter half?
Yeah, we were issued the whole time I was in active duty. We were issued shelter halves, man.
Yeah.
People are like, what?
Well, which one? So what do they issue now? What is the, is it a single man tent now?
No, actually I don't know today, but when I was in the 25th Marine Reserve, they had gotten rid of the shelter halves and they went to four-man tents.
Wow.
These camouflage four-man, what they called them team tents. So basically, if you had a four-man fire team, each fire team was issued one tent with poles and stuff. And it was kind of like a geodesic dome kind of a deal.
Okay.
They were all weather tents.
Right.
And they had a stove vent in them.
Oh, so they could be a hot
tent. You could use them in the winter.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could use them in the winter. We were never issued stoves, but, you know, technically it was there and it existed.
Well, I was in a unit where they did issue stoves, and I had been on an all-night thing. And I came in and I was going to be off for 12 hours. So I just figured I was going to sleep. So I go to sleep. Well, I let the children play with the stove because I was not awake there. And of course, the stove exploded and caught the interior of the tent on fire. I slept through all of it. I was tired. But I mean, having a stove versus using a stove are two different things.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And the stoves we had, they burned MoGas, so. Maybe wood burning would be a little bit better.
Yeah, I don't know what they're issuing these kids nowadays, but, but even when I was with the 25th Marines, we were still wearing the standard cold weather or Cold War BDUs, the woodland stuff.
Right.
Because people forget, it wasn't until about 2 years into GWAT that we started going bananas with all these new camouflages.
Yep.
You know, we started GWAT with the Cold War mentality, with the Cold War gear, Cold War mentality, Cold War training, and quickly found out that we were behind the times, and the Army and the Marine Corps, everybody was scrambling to get everybody up to date, because when we started GWAT, we were still doing, the mentality was, if you get hurt, just yell for the corpsman and wait. You know, yell medic and wait. So we started the global war on terror with that mentality, and we immediately, very shockingly, realized that that was not a good idea. That people were dying needlessly because of that mentality, and then so they had to scramble and like, what are we going to do? Like, we need to actually train these guys how to like stop life-threatening injuries while they're waiting, because there's. I don't know about your units, but in my, you know, our normal, Marine Corps platoon, you had one corpsman per platoon. And so it was like one dude for 37 guys. And if you're spread out all over the battlefield and you've got multiple people bleeding, you could be sitting there bleeding for however long before it was your turn. And if you got a clipped artery, that's not a good situation. So, what we have, what's available today, and the crazy thing is, Bill, is we do this all the time as humans. We learn these lessons. We pay the price, and we did in the first couple of years of GWAT. We paid the price.
Right.
We learned lessons, and now here we are 20 years later, and the question is, are we forgetting the lessons? Or are we taking it for granted? Are we taking these hard-learned lessons for granted? I don't know. Time will tell.
I don't know. I hope I think on the technology side of the gear that they issue nowadays, I think they have learned their lesson. Now it's before it was, the gear was substandard and the people were great. We had to make, we had to do all this field expedient nonsense just to make some of this stuff work. And now the gear's in great shape and the people actually using it are sort of substandard or sort of seems.
Well, yeah, how are we going to fix this problem? Oh, we're going to spend money. We're going to buy new toys. And it's not a toy problem. It's a training problem. It's an education problem. We're probably running up against a break, but I just saw an article where the Army's new, whatever they're calling it, the XM-25 light squad rifle, assault rifle program, whatever, is already in trouble.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. We can talk about that in just a second if you want to. I'll tell you where I see the issue coming in on some of the stuff they got coming up. Studentofthegun.com is a website. There you can go and sign up for Student of the Gun University. And I don't know what all that entails, but I'm sure there's going to be some teaching of things there that you can't believe. We'll ask Paul what it entails when we get back. Studentofthegun.com. Of course, the books are there. Go look for Paul Markle at Amazon. You'll find all of his books. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm on the firing line talking to Paul Markle from studentofthegun.com. You were just talking about the XM25. What do you think about the M17, M18 is their sidearm? What do you think about that one?
Oh, I think it's ridiculous. I think it's one of the stupidest things the Army's done in a long time. But the Army, like every time they get an opportunity to make a decision, they make a stupid decision. And this situation with this SIG rifle, first of all, what nobody is bringing up is whatever happened to the Stanag agreement, you know, Stanag or Stanag agreements, like say an ATM machine, the Stanag, the standardization agreement between, for NATO.
Right.
You know, we agreed after World War II, we're like, okay, World War II was a cluster show because every country had different ammo for their rifles. Every country had different ammo for their pistols, you know, yada, yada. And so they was like, well, the best thing for us to do was to standardize. So that's how we came up with the 7.62 NATO, the 5.56 NATO, the 9x19 NATO. That's how we came up with this.
Right.
Well, the U.S. Army's like, hey, let's buy a new rifle and it's going to be chambered in the brand new 277 Fury round exclusively made from SIG. And I'm like, what? So is all of NATO going to buy that round? Oh, no. And there's no possible way they could, because part of the problem is they don't have the manufacturing capability to make enough ammo.
Right.
For the current project. And it's a super hot, high-pressure round, which is what they call a, quote, barrel burner. So now they're trying to say that, well, when they issue these rifles, these new guns, the end user is going to have to track the amount of rounds they put through them, so they'll know when the barrels are burned out. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Have you ever issued a rifle to a private? Like, do you understand how military rifles work? That might be okay for you or I. You know, if you or I bought a rifle and it was a really nice long-distance precision rifle, you or I could take a notebook and we would track how many rounds, you know, and we know when we were getting to 1,000, 2,000, whatever. That's not how it works in the military.
Right.
That's like when they decided that they had to have a modular handgun system. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. That's not how military armories work. That's not how they're not, unless you're in a special operations unit like Delta, you know, CAG or SEALs or something, you don't get issued a pistol that's yours exclusively. And, you know, you get issued a stock gun, you take it out, use it, whatever, then you give it back to the armory, they put it on the shelf, and then you transfer it to another unit and they give it to somebody else. The idea that the military needs pistols that they can change, alter, modify is ridiculous. It's one of the stupidest things I've ever heard in my life.
Why did they have to be modular? Do you know?
Oh, we need to have it so that you can modify it to the individual soldier. It's like, shut up. I used to teach 5'3" women how to shoot the M9 Beretta, and they were all able to do it. And the M9 Beretta is a huge, gigantic gun. You know, the idea that we're, and see, Bill, that goes back to the, well, what's more important, training or buying new toys?
Well,
because if you're training people, if you're training people, they can use anything.
Right.
You know, when people say, oh, I'd be doing better if I had my gun. No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. Stop lying. This Beretta's crap. But if I had my Kimber, I'd be doing great. No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. So it goes back down to what's more important, training and education and development of skill or spending money on toys. And the Army, the people, you know, the people at the top of the Army, they need to, all those people need to be monitored. They need to be audited. They need to be investigated because they're all a bunch of criminals. They're all taking money. They're taking money. I don't know whether they're taking it in steaks, coke, hookers, whatever. But these decisions are the, you know, if you could get a seasoned infantry corporal and ask them, any NCO, like any infantry NCO, sergeant, corporal, and ask them about these programs. They'd be like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. These generals, they need to be court-martialed. They all need to all be brought up on charges and thrown in jail, you know, because they're stealing billions of dollars from the American taxpayer with this ridiculous nonsense. And that program, you know, people said, what do you think about that new man? The armies are going full steam ahead. I said, it's not going to work. Well, I said, well, that's great. No, it won't. It's already failing. It's already failing. You know, it's a scam.
Right.
It's you know, they write all these cool stories and press releases about how great it is and it's going to make our soldiers more lethal and more deadly. It's like, no, it's not. You don't make your soldiers more lethal and deadly by buying modular weapon systems. You make them lethal and deadly by training them. You know who was lethal and deadly? The Marine Corps infantry in the 1980s, we were lethal and deadly because we trained hard.
Yeah.
That's why.
Well, the thing about, see, modularity, okay, that's one thing. I remember when they had the ACR coming out. Remember that gun? The ACR that could be any caliber. You just had to, you just flip a switch and change out the barrel, and it's a new caliber now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just thinking, does that mean I got to carry three different kinds of ammo with me?
That nonsense.
I think that was a Magpul thing. Was that a Magpul thing in the beginning?
Yeah, well, yeah, that was it was actually kind of a cool deal. And then I think Remington got involved in that and they destroyed it.
Yeah.
That was about the time that Remington got bought by the conglomerate called Cerberus.
Right.
And they just systematically destroyed every company that they purchased. But, you know, so if you were trying to write a book on how to destroy gun companies, they could have wrote it. Like the Cerberus Investment Group manual on how to destroy a gun company.
Right. right. But with the P320, right? With the M17, M18.
Yeah,
we already know two things about the gun. The gun has issues as it is. It's not as accurate as a Glock, which I don't know what that means. But I've seen certain people that tested the two, and they say the Glock is more accurate. So that's an issue. And they know that the curved trigger is an issue in that fire control unit, and yet every M17 and M18 has the curved trigger.
Well, the gun only has like a few years worth of you know, field trials under it.
Right.
You know, I mean, when they dismissed, I was talking about the 19X and how, you know, Glock took the 19X, turned it black and turned it into 45, you know, G45.
Right.
And it's like Glock, love or hate Glock, they've got a 40 plus year track record of building guns for the military.
Right.
You know, And that firing system that was in the G19, you know, the 19X has essentially a 40-year track record.
Right.
And so you're a bunch of Army generals, and you look at the thing, you're like, oh, well, this firing system has a 5-year track record. And the first 3 years, they recalled them all because they were going off when they weren't supposed to.
Right.
Like, well, let's buy those.
Well, in the end, I read somewhere that SIG came in $115 million cheaper than Glock. And even though,
no kidding, when you're making guns that only work half the time.
Yeah. 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 There for a minute, I keep reading about the P320 because I actually like the way the grip module feels in my hand. Mm-hmm. The grip module is not what runs the gun; it's the internals. But I keep hoping they'll fix that. But with each and every passing day, I'm just like, okay, so I made the right choice. I settled. I didn't settle. I figured out the Glock, and now I'm making it work. Before we run out of time, Paul Markle is the student of the gun. You're going to be going to SHOT Show next week, right?
Yeah, we're only a week away.
Yep. So that means
we're going to the show, and then after the show's over, we're going to do a training class in Las Vegas. It's actually in Boulder, Boulder City. At the Pro Gun Club in Boulder. Yep. We're going to be doing a 2-day pistol class.
So that means you won't be available next week or the week after?
Yeah, I'm going to be a busy little beaver for the next
couple weeks. I'll be expecting a after-action review from you, sir, so I'll be looking for that.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.